Uber announced today that it is selling its operation in China to its main rival in that country, Chinese company Didi Chuxing. Even though Uber's operation in China is one of its largest, measured in number of rides, and even though China, the world's most populous country, is a market with great growth potential for Uber. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, joins us with more on this. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
So why would Uber sell this to Didi Chuxing?
Uber would sell this because it's not winning. Essentially, this was the most important market. CEO Travis Kalanick spent so much time there, he joked once that he should apply for Chinese citizenship. Mm. It's the growth potential there is so in line with what investors were expecting for Uber to be able to achieve these huge valuations it's been getting as it's been raising money. But essentially, it's just been losing too much. One estimate is that it's just $1 billion per year that Uber is losing in China.
Why? Why didn't it work for Uber in China?
Well, it didn't work because there were already other competitors there that already had apps for hailing taxis. And so in order to get market share, it had to subsidize rides. It had to make it cheaper than these other competitors. And so that cost money, just making cheap rides. But the other thing is that because they made rides so cheap, there was a lot of fraud. One investor says that 30% of all of Uber's rides in China were actually fake trips, things that people did to take their family members along. Or there would be forums where drivers would say, please, you know, sign up and take a ride from me so I can cash in this money from Uber. So they were losing just a ton of money trying to get market share.
And there's also a story here about how difficult it can be for Western companies to just do business in China with the regulations, with the government, with corruption in many cases, to appeal to the Chinese consumer. We've heard about Yahoo, eBay, Walmart, and other companies either pairing up with Chinese competitors or withdrawing from the Chinese market. How much of that plays into this?
That definitely played into this. And that's the thing about being out-competed there. The competitors that they were up against, as focused as Uber was on China and developing relationships with regulators and expanding its markets in all these cities, there were companies there that just knew it better and were able to just keep Uber from taking too much market share and not get too much of a foothold in the country, as big and promising as it was.
And as part of this deal, this sale, Uber will remain a big investor in Didi Chuxing, correct?
That's right. So Uber China is going to keep operating, but it's owned by Didi Chuxing. Uber has a stake now in that company. And Travis Kalanick, the CEO, actually has a board seat on Didi's board, but the other way around too. So Didi's CEO is now on Uber's board as well.
Is Uber likely to do this to basically pull out of other countries as well?
So this is going to be really interesting. What do they do since they've been losing there and losing money there? What are they going to do? The big question is Uber just good in North America and in Europe, where it seems to have done really well, or can it compete in Asia? And there's a big market in Southeast Asia that doesn't include China. And so will they double down there? Will they double down in India? Or how are they going to proceed, you know, now that they aren't losing as much money in China?
That's Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, on the deal today. Uber selling its operation in China to its main rival in that country. We'll keep following this. Kurt, thanks.
You got it.